Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lots of pressure on some big stars in the NBA tonight. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So you have the Warriors playing for their lives tonight, Perloff. It's the 9-10 game. It's the late game against the Sacramento Kings. You have the Lakers against the Pelicans. That's the early game. A little bit more wiggle room, though, for the Lakers. Even if they lose this game, they get a second chance against the winner of that Warriors-Kings matchup that I just mentioned. But we're asking, who has more pressure going into this night? Is it LeBron James or is it Steph Curry? And I think it's hands down, it's got to be Steph Curry. This is a team that is deep in the luxury tax. This is a team that's gone through a lot this season, yet finds themselves here with a chance. And I think Steph has to feel like there's a bit of a, if we lose, big changes are coming. There's a major decision on what to do with Klay Thompson in the future. And the core, as we know it, for the Golden State Warriors, something that has been one of the defining eras of this, dynasties, of this era, could be coming to an end tonight if they lose.
I hear you. But LeBron James, like, his career could be coming to an end if they lose, for all intents and purposes, in the sense, like, this is his chance to make some more noise as an NBA player. Steph's going to get another chance.
Why wouldn't LeBron get another chance?
Because he's 40. He's not going to be able to do this.
I know, but he's the best player on the team when Anthony Davis is not on some nights. He's still the best player on the Lakers. So why would I think LeBron is going to tail
off? Age. We know. Listen, Maggie, it's incredible what he's doing right now, but he is peaking at this point of the season. He's been on fire lately. He just can't keep doing this. At some point, LeBron James has to age. It's going to happen. And he knows this. And he knows that they have to win tonight, despite the fact that it'll mean the Nuggets in the next round. He's got to take his shot next year, because LeBron, Steph's going to get other chances. LeBron knows there are not a lot of chances left.
Yeah, but see, LeBron's been very good about picking his spots, right?
Like, right.
They really want to turn it up for the in-season tournament. I know that caught a lot of backlash from certain people, like Pete Pilotti rolling his eyes and groaning about the in-season tournament, but they dialed it up when they needed to. And LeBron's very strategic about how he plays now when he's approaching 40. So it's not like he's going to lose all that institutional knowledge. He's staying around to play with Bronny. He's got plenty of time. This, for the Warriors, has this sort of end of an era feeling. LeBron, what's the end? He could just go on to play for a different team. He could go to the Mavericks. He could go to your Philadelphia 76ers. You never know where LeBron could end up next. There's no end of an era. Like, this is something for the Warriors that we have to stand up and really almost appreciate, because it could be the end.
No, Steph is going to be back next year, and he's going to have probably a better team than he has this year. So that's fine. LeBron, if he loses in this playoffs, he's going to say afterwards, like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this anymore. You know that's coming.
Well, but we know it'd be fake, too, because he wants to play with Bronny, and Bronny's not ready to go to the NBA yet.
You're just not going to get the last month of LeBron. LeBron's probably been the best player in the league. I think there's a great, he's averaging in the last about 10 games, about 30 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds a game. He's been ridiculous. This cannot last. He knows it is now or they are in big trouble. There's no more. This is a great team. The fact that Anthony Davis is having one of his best years and that he's been relatively healthy. The fact that they've incorporated all the role guys. I think this is his shot. And he knows it. At least with this version of the Lakers. Now, you're saying you could glom on. There's not an easy glom on. The Sixers are not doing anything with LeBron James. What's your other team you said?
The Mavs. Mavericks.
I mean, the Mavs are going to have, that is not an ideally built, to have LeBron James stand there and watch Luka dribble and then Kyrie dribble, that's not going anywhere. This is it. This is a really good chance. They have a great team. They only have a Nuggets problem.
Yeah, well, and that's a big problem because that's who they could face in the first round if they win tonight against the Pelicans. And it's going to be a dead end. I mean, it's one thing to beat the Nuggets here or there. It's another to slug it out with them in a 7-game series. I just don't see it. But I just don't understand where you're coming up with this is the end for LeBron. Like, we have there's no evidence of that. His age, sure, but, you know, we kept saying that about Brady and he kept coming back. We say it about Rodgers, he keeps coming back. I mean, there's really no evidence that this is the end for LeBron.
There's biology. He's about to turn 40. I mean,
but I think that's an us problem that we're only looking at the number and we're not his age and not looking at what he's actually providing on the court, which is he's still one of the best players in the league.
He is, but you do see the signs of age. I was at a Lakers game, Lakers Knicks, and when he's not like driving to the basket, he's standing on the side, sure, conserving energy, or he's walking like an old man. It's coming. I think you're blinded by your love for LeBron.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, where's the evidence that he's going to all of a sudden hang it up?
The evidence is it's called his birth certificate. That's the evidence.
Okay, but you're also admitting that he's one of the best players on the team.
All right, okay. In 3 years, who would you rather have, LeBron James or Steph Curry?
I'm not talking about 3 years. I'm just saying there's no evidence that he is going to be stopping, right? Like, it might be defying all laws of age, physics, whatever you want to say, but the idea is he's figured out how to make it work in his late 30s.
I mean, at some point, he's going to die like the rest of us. It's got to stop at some point,
he's
Maggie.
He's going to die? Oh,
yes,
my God.
I'm just saying, it's got to stop. I think this is funny that you're saying, like, he could just keep doing. There's no pressure on him to win this year, but he could just keep going forever.
You know, listen, there's more pressure on LeBron in, like, a macro sense because we put everything he does under a much bigger microscope than Steph Curry. LeBron gets way more backlash than Steph Curry. LeBron gets way more questions than Steph Curry. LeBron gets way more hate than Steph Curry. All of that stuff. But if you're asking me who's feeling the pressure tonight, this is a literally win and go home. If the Warriors lose to the Kings, what a flame out, considering all the things that
that's not a flame out at all.
All the things they've gotten through this year, which is Draymond having to leave the team, right, for, what, 12 games to try to figure out some personal stuff, to Steph Curry's own injuries and slumps that he's been able to get through, to Klay Thompson's inconsistent play, to Andrew Wiggins being a major mystery, to, you know, working in younger guys. Obviously, Kuminga's been around for a bit now, but trying to figure out what the next iteration is going to be of the Warriors. Meanwhile, why are we saying that Steph Curry should be having the same kind of pressure to win titles that LeBron is having? He's trying to add to the legacy. He's the petty king. He's the one who wants to be in these conversations also. So, of course, he should be feeling pressure. Who knows what the future holds for Golden State?
But there's zero expectations for this Golden State team right now. I mean, they're a deep, deep dark horse. The Vegas odds give them no chance, basically.
Yeah, but two years ago, they didn't have much odds, and then they won the title.
They're second to last in the West. You really think 2 years ago they were that low on the odds?
Well, they were. I mean, I don't know if it was that low, but they were a low seed.
I guarantee you, the coming into the playoffs, their odds are so much worse now. Like you said, it'd be a huge letdown. I think that they could go away and everyone would just shrug and be like, "This obviously was not their year." Well, I actually think they're quite a dangerous bet. You honestly, there's not going to be like, "Wow, they blew their opportunity," because nobody's been talking about Golden State at all this year.
Okay, well then I think we're gonna have to start changing the conversation around Steph Curry. If we are not going to have any expectations on them this year and that there's no pressure on Steph Curry now, then are you really one of the top players? Like, do you really deserve to be in the conversation with LeBron James? because if you have no pressure, then you can't be in the same conversation with LeBron, because Steph has a team, a similar kind of trajectory, I guess, you know, not the same kind of season, but they're both, you know, play-in teams. They both have young guys that they're incorporating in. He's playing alongside stars, future Hall of Famers, future Hall of Fame coach for Steph Curry, a major advantage there to Darvin Ham. So I don't understand what the big difference is.
Well, last year there was a slight difference in the fact that LeBron's team around him was much better than Steph's team. When Steph came off the court during last year's playoffs, it was like a G League team.
Yeah, last year was also terrible. A championship hangover year. They couldn't win a game on the road. It was a little bit different.
It's not that different, though. I mean, listen, if I'd like to see the plus minus in this playoff when Steph's not, if he gets into the playoffs.
Yeah.
When he's not on the court, obviously, I think there's this idea that Steph is sort of has been carrying this version of the Warriors.
And to be fair to Steph, he does not play with anybody the caliber of Anthony Davis.
No one in the
stratosphere. So LeBron has a lot more help in terms of carrying that team. LeBron can take games off, halves off, quarters off. There is no taking halves and quarters off Steph Curry. His number two guy, arguably Draymond Green, he was out for 15 games because he's punching people and doing crazy stuff. He doesn't have the luxury of another superstar in his prime next to him.
Okay, maybe not, but Anthony Davis is not the picture of health and is battling injury right now.
But he's played 76 games this year. He's been there for most of the season this year.
He has had a very good season, but at the same time, I can't hear that the Golden State Warriors are a bunch of scrubs.
Did you watch them last year in the playoffs? They were terrible when Steph got off the court.
You're $177 million into the luxury tax, right? You are a team that is in all... This was the light years ahead, let's not forget. The Golden State Warriors were light years ahead because they were going to be able to incorporate young guys along with the aging core. This is the by design, so I can't cry for Steph when this is obviously something that he signed off on. This is the by design. Well, and they got Chris Paul.
Who are the guys around him that are impressing you so much?
Well, I mean, I think that Draymond coming back has been very, very good. I've been a Draymond critic. He's been critical in this
stretch. Yeah, he's been great, but still, he's Draymond. I mean, he's scoring 8 points a game. This is way different. Like, Steph's got to do a lot more for this Warriors team than LeBron has to do for this Lakers team. And that's what I think. I think there is that image out there. It goes back to last year. It's a little less so that, like, Steph has just been saddled with a team that kind of lost its way a little bit. Because they screwed up the Wiseman pick. I don't know if there was anyone behind him. They got him, Jonathan Wiseman, number two.
But that was a while ago, Perloff. We really can't still be blaming that.
How long ago was that?
It was the 2020 draft, I believe, right? Wasn't it the COVID year? I mean, that's an eternity in basketball time.
Well, regardless. So, I mean, it's not... I think this Warriors team actually is legitimately not great. So I think Steph has to do too much. So I don't think you kill Steph. Also, the other thing about getting back to that conversation, yes, we hold LeBron to a higher standard, but he's the second best player in the history of the NBA. Steph is not in that conversation.
You don't think there's anyone out there having a Steph versus LeBron conversation?
You might, but honestly, like, I think realistic NBA historians are not looking at Steph Curry as the number two all-time player. I think there's a lot of players that you would put ahead of him. And LeBron is universally considered at least two. Some have him at number one, but nobody really has LeBron at six, do they? I mean,
I know. I think LeBron is higher. But again, we're talking about Steph Curry, when we do the all-time debate, might not be top five, but we're doing the today debate. And the today debate is that he's one of the top players in the league today. No? And this is someone who's extended his prime and someone, so I don't understand why they wouldn't be held to the same standard. Okay, Anthony Davis, but it's not like Steph is playing with a bunch of nobodies. And again, this is how they wanted to set this team up. They could have gone superstar hunting if they wanted to. The Golden State Warriors could have totally switched gears and they could have went superstar chasing. Obviously, with Kevin Durant, they know how to get stars there. They're choosing to do it this way. And so I can't,
Steph's not the GM, though.
Like, is he, though?
No, he's not. He didn't tell them to trade for Chris Paul. Here's the thing, EJ.
When you are the second best player right now, or you're the player of a generation, you could have a say and you could have input. And whether Steph says, you know, he says that his voice is heard a lot more behind the scenes. He doesn't put it out there like LeBron might or something like that. But to say that a superstar doesn't have any say over the roster, I don't believe it.
Well, regardless, by the way, neither of these guys are the singular star of the sport right now. That's clearly in Denver. So that neither of them have that kind of pressure because everyone, the Denver has the real, everyone expects Denver to play Boston in the finals. And we're talking about Tatum and Jokic.
Right.
These guys are definitely a tier below that. So I don't even think that nobody's putting that kind of pressure. Like Steph's got to take this team to the finals or it's a disappointment. I don't think anybody, and even you're not going to say that. You're not going to say if this Steph let them down, if the Warriors don't get from the 10 seed to the NBA finals.
I just think that the idea, I think the Warriors do have pressure, but I also think the idea that LeBron James takes all the pressure and Steph Curry has none of it is ridiculous.
I see what you're saying.
That's crazy. If we're going to put them on the same tier in terms of where they, you know, generational talents, all the accolades that we give to LeBron and Steph, okay, maybe LeBron's the second best player of all time and Steph's the seventh best player. We're talking about very rarefied air. No seasons are takeoff seasons. No seasons are, in theory, every season should be about championships.
Well, that's not happening this year for the Warriors, I don't think. I mean,
so why do you think the Lakers then?
Well, I think the Lakers, it's not that it's championship or bust. It's just like they're not going to be able to keep this going. Like this is like they kind of have all their eggs in the basket for
this
year.
Why? Because LeBron can leave next year?
LeBron's getting old. And you're not going to get a healthy Davis again. And the guys around him, like Rui's playing pretty well now. Austin Reeves has his moments. I just think
guys are young.
I just think that they have this team right now that is ready to go because LeBron's definitely not getting better. I mean, that's just impossible. I'm going with biology, Maggie. That's key thing. Like, don't you feel like, oh, man, if the Lakers can't do it this year, they're definitely not doing it next year. That's what I think.
Okay, then answer me this. We're talking about who has more pressure, LeBron James or Steph Curry, going into the play-in games tonight in this postseason. Here's a question for you. If this is such an all-in, amazing Laker year, where Anthony Davis played how many games? 76 games out of 82. That's amazing. Yeah. And they're so good, and this is a championship or bust roster, then what are they doing in the play-in?
No, I'm saying this is their best chance. I'm not saying it's a championship or bust. I'm just saying, like, if they can't do it this year, they're definitely not doing it next year. So LeBron's going to be like, well, what's the point of this?
Okay, but you like this roster.
I like this roster. Okay, I think they've been
one of the best. Why aren't they better?
Well, they've been the second best team since January. A lot of people say because Darvin Ham has not played the right lineups.
Yeah, messed up the rotations.
But they've been top three in the league since the All-Star break. So I think that you've seen a much better team. If they just didn't have Denver sitting in their way, they could beat anybody in the West. I think that's the deal with this team. But if they don't do it this year, then it's over. Then they'll be like, well, if we can't do it this year, we're definitely not doing it next year. So it's now or never. That's where Curry, if he loses this year, I think he just runs it back next year.
And we've seen Steph Curry take a team from the ashes and get them back to the championship. We saw the Warriors become a team with the number 2 pick in the draft.
Right, why not this year?
What do you mean, why not? Like,
we've seen it, so why wouldn't there be pressure this year?
I'm saying if they don't make it this year, there's no reason why Steph can't do it again. We've seen him do it in the past.
Okay, but
LeBron, he's 40 years old.
I know, but LeBron took a team last year that I don't think anyone was penciling in Western Conference Finals.
No, but they weren't the worst team in the NBA, and they still had a superstar in his prime. Like, I think it's a little bit of a different calculus for the Lakers.
Well, I think the Lakers were, I agree with Nate, they were quite surprising last year.
I mean, they made all those moves at the deadline.
But I just think that Steph's going to be, I agree with you, EJ, Steph's going to be back for sure. Like, he can gear up again. LeBron's not, if the Lakers don't do it this year, they're tearing it up, right? They're not running this team back.
I love that you guys, not you guys, but Perloff definitely is like writing the LeBron obituary while also saying that he's one of the best players still in the league and on his team. Like, how can both these things be true? He puts $1 million into his body. Okay, drinking a little red wine. Hasn't hurt him yet. I mean,
well, what's the point if they can't win get to the finals this year? Like, what's the point of trying again next year?
So what should he do? Hang it up and retire?
I honestly don't know. The Lakers might as well tear it up and let LeBron leave because this is their best shot.
Why wouldn't they run it back?
Because they'll just be a year older with LeBron. It's just
but they have young guys around them.
But this Western Conference is not getting any, you know, weaker or softer.
I mean listen,
the Thunder, if you're going to catch them, you better catch them now. The T-Wolves, you're going to catch them, you better catch them now. The Nuggets are in their absolute prime. Like, if you don't catch these young teams now, you're never going to catch them with that Lakers roster.
Maybe you figure out something and get a better option than D'Angelo Russell, but I don't know. Like, it's going to really feel like, what's the point? If they can't do it this year with LeBron at 39, they're going to do it with LeBron at 40.
That seems
unlikely to me.
LeBron loves switching the roster around, you know? And I wouldn't be surprised if Anthony Davis, who's been great and has had a great season, maybe this is the time to trade high on him. Maybe you actually do get something back because, you know, his value is going to be higher now than it would have been 2 years ago.
But if you trade Anthony Davis, I don't see an addition by subtraction move. Like, you're going
to
take a step back, probably. I like... Anthony Davis, when he plays these amount of games, is a top 10 player in the NBA. So if you're making a trade with any team, you're not getting as good a player back.
What I'm
saying, maybe
you
get a little more reliable, but not as good.
Well, maybe not, but I'm saying if you know or you think how you can predict how the NBA offseason is going to go or what's going to happen or who's going to try to decide to team up with who, that's a fool's errand. Because we see guys break contracts, sign big contracts, get moved anyway. With this league particularly, there is a million ways that this could happen where maybe, yeah, you're not getting Anthony Davis. Maybe you're getting something else. Maybe you're getting something different. Maybe LeBron decides to go somewhere else. I mean, there's so many things that could change. To write LeBron's obituary on his career would be crazy.
Yeah, I would definitely, if they don't win this year, I'm writing the obituary on this version of the Lakers. And I really believe that. Like, if they can't do it this year with LeBron at 39, to think that they're doing it at 40.
Well, LeBron though could mastermind some moves here. I mean,
I don't see LA
half
be
of the
able
league is
this.
Clutch Sports. He basically owns a sports agency.
That's gonna be tough. I like your optimism here. It's exciting to think that we might have this offseason.
Hey, leave it to me, guys.
But
Not Laker fans.
Feel that sounds like a little bit of fantasy. Where Golden State is interesting. Dude, Golden State has some same problems that EJ just mentioned. There's a lot of teams coming up. I don't know what their moves are either. That's why I like both these teams. I hope they both advance and show those young whippersnappers in Minnesota and OKC how us old people play basketball.
855-212-4227. Yes, LeBron James, Steph Curry, not the only people giving off dad vibes. We'll get to that a little bit. Perloff's new
LeBron
patron saint.
Yeah. LeBron's a bigger sports dad than me. I mean, he's ridiculous. He just sits there on his couch when he's not. He's either watching his kids play or he's watching NFL football. He's awesome in that sense.
Dad vibes all over the place. We'll get to that. Do not move. 855-212-4227. And who's under more pressure? Is it LeBron James or is it Steph Curry as the play-in games start tonight? Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, Infinity Sports Network.
The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Defensive Player of the Week. Jeez Louise. What do you got here? Got to be NBA. Everyone's scoring a lot. They're not calling fouls. Baseball. I saw Ellie De La Cruz had a nice catch last night. I have no idea. What do you got,
I have no idea. Like, who's playing defense these days? Something. I think EJ picks something baseball. How about that?
To mix it up? Yeah, he hasn't done baseball yet this season. It's time. What do you got?
All right, so the Defensive Player of the Week this week is the King, LeBron James, who in the season finale against the New Orleans Pelicans had 5 steals. Everybody talked about the 28 points, the 17 assists, which were phenomenal. He absolutely dominated the game. But he was also all over the place defensively. He had one of those vintage LeBron performances where he turned back the clock. And I think that his defense didn't get enough credit for how dominant he was. And I thought that the defense really took the Pelicans out of that game early. So I'm going with LeBron James as my Defensive Player of the Week. 5 steals in the Lakers' 16-point win over the Pelicans on Sunday.
So okay. The line, by the way, tonight, it's in New Orleans, is the Pelicans -1. How? What is going on here?
It's an in-season tournament revenge game.
I don't understand. Like, there's no way LeBron is losing this game unless they think he's throwing it to avoid the Nuggets. Like, this feels like such a mismatch to me. And I'm sorry, Pete. I'm a Pelicans fan because I love Zion. But it doesn't feel like they have any chance tonight. What is going on here?
I think maybe the Anthony Davis injury news, even if he's going to play.
Thank you.
He's got the back spasms, got the hip tightness. He's, you know.
He's Anthony Davis.
He's the bionic man.
Enough said.
Yeah, thank you. And I think there's another part of this where I think there's some Zion belief. And Brandon Ingram would have another game to get the rust off. But I think there is a little Zion, you know, talk about pressure. There might be some
Zion can't do it on his own, though. He needs a lot of help. And not like LeBron. Like Zion, I know he plays some point guard, but he is definitely not in a position to be the only guy on this team. So everyone's got to step up. I just think the young guys are going to get nervous. They're going to look at LeBron on the other side and say, like, you win.
No.
You win, old man.
I think
knocking him off in this game is going to be tough. I'm betting the Lakers tonight.
Speaking of old men, what was the tweet you liked yesterday that you sent us from Kirk one of Cousins, your favorite athletes?
Kirk Cousins. I think he's everybody's favorite athlete, Kirk Cousins. He is in Atlanta, and he tweeted last night. Hold on, let me get the exact words here, because he kind of nailed the Kirk Cousins vibe. By the way, he's not on that quarterback show anymore. They switched to receivers. Because you were remember he was on Netflix One? He's kind of a boring guy.
Yeah, he would go to Barnes & Noble on Tuesdays.
Yesterday he tweeted, well, that certainly didn't take long. Third week with the Falcons, and a teammate says to me in the lunch line, I feel like you give off a serious dad vibe, Kirk.
Right.
Yeah, no duh. He's Kirk Cousins. He's the ultimate minivan dad.
Yeah, I guess. So I read that, and you're like, isn't this so great? Kirk Cousins is giving off dad vibes.
It's so funny.
To the other guys on the team. But I ask you this. Are dad vibes what wins you the Super Bowl? I know dads have won the Super Bowl. I get that. Dads do everything. Thank you, dads. But dad vibes are not killer instinct, win at all costs, drooling out of your mouth, I got to win this hyper-competitive. When I think dad vibes, I think of like sitcom dads who are like caring and supportive and kind of sometimes perceived as being bumbling and kind of quick-witted, wisecracking, but more... you know, quirky and sometimes a little aloof.
So you don't want Alan Thicke in the middle of your huddle, is what you're saying?
Say great, I want regional Bell Johnson, right? You know.
But the thing about dads, when they get their kids out on the court in the backyard, they you know, they'll block their shot. There's some dads who get hyper-competitive in basketball. So
I think
maybe
like
Kirk
Danny
bring
Tanner
that.
Is like dad vibes from Full House. That's not, he's not two-minute drill Danny Tanner.
Right, you want your quarterback to be Uncle Jesse.
Exactly.
I understand what you're saying, but... this is Kirk Cousins. You think Kirk Cousins is giving off any vibe that says killer at any point?
You're paying the guy $100 million. I think I want winner vibes, not dad vibes.
I mean, listen, I understand what you're saying, but Kirk Cousins isn't fooling anybody. He's not what he's going to come in there and be like, give some Tim Tebow-like speech to inspire everybody. What do you expect from Kirk?
No, but okay. Let's talk,
Kirk,
though.
The guy that they put the chain on in the airplane because they made fun of him because he's the lamest guy ever.
Kirk, who's made $400 million or thereabouts in his career, when Tom Brady went to the Bucs, what did they say? Change the whole culture. Change the building. Change the outlook. Change the belief that they could win.
Right.
What are you giving Kirk all this money for?
To throw it to the receivers so they could catch it and finally get some yards in the passing offense.
But to win, no?
You are, but you're definitely...
Kirk Cousins' 1-3 playoff record? See, this is why I...
But you're not paying Kirk Cousins to change the culture. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, I understand.
You're paying him enough.
Well, if that's your goal, then you're not getting that. I think you're paying Kirk Cousins $100 million to accurately deliver the ball downfield. Man. That's what you're getting out of Kirk Cousins. That's a big thing, by the way. You say that like as a light thing. When's the last Atlanta quarterback, you know, what year was the last Matt Ryan was actually consistently throwing the ball downfield? It's been a while.
I understand. I just thought you were going to get the expectation was going to be a little bit more. And I think it's actually $70 million guaranteed, so we'll be right about it. But Kirk's made they made hundreds of millions of dollars, literally. Mm. He has a bad playoff record, which may not be all his fault, but it's definitely on his ledger. And he's giving off dad vibes in the cafeteria. What are you paying for?
Are you kidding me? Do you think they were like, wow, let's bring in Kirk Cousins. He's going to whip these young guys into shape. He's Kirk Cousins. We all know this guy better than
him. Why do you expect nothing from him?
Well, I expect
when he gets paid like one of the top quarterbacks in the league. See, that's the thing.
He's
like,
about
we
to drop
pressure.
Drop 4,800 yards on the NFC South, and it's going to be very, very good.
We apply this stuff so unevenly sometimes, where Dak Prescott's got all the pressure in the world, and meanwhile, they have the same postseason record. And are very similar, and yet Kirk Cousins is totally immune from any kind of expectations. Why? Because he has cargo pants?
No,
I
think
that makes no sense.
I think his expectations are very clearly he's got to stay healthy. He's got to throw for about 4,500 yards and avoid picks. And man, that's
and not play in prime time. And everyone's like, well, you know what? He gave it the old college try. I mean, but he's taking up parts of your salary cap here.
Aren't you excited to see what it's going to be like to have Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson with Kirk Cousins throwing the ball? I think it's really interesting. Like, I honestly, like, I feel like you're saying, like, this is a negative on Kirk Cousins. Like, man, I wish Kirk Cousins were more of a killer. You know what you're getting with Kirk Cousins, and nobody ever mistook him for this rah-rah, oh, I'm coming in here and just setting a culture tone. He's like the ultimate, like, lame guy, right?
I mean, what do we ask for our quarterbacks? It to be leaders, and when you pay them a lot, I mean, this was one of the big moves in the offseason, and that's what I ask.
Dude throws for a lot of yards. That's exactly what you're paying for. You're paying for, remember, he threw for 5,000 yards with Washington. that should be put on the Mount Rushmore of all-time seasons. The guy is very, very accurate, reads defenses really well. That you're getting, hopefully you're getting exactly what you paid for there. And that's why everyone's picking the Falcons to win the division, no? I mean, does the dad vibe keep you away?
Oh, no, it's the Achilles that keeps me away.
And really? You're not picking Atlanta. Who do you like?
I'm not. I am probably picking, I'll probably pick the Bucks. I don't know. I haven't decided yet on the NFC South. Bogus is here with headlines. Hello.
If Bryson DeChambeau wore cargo pants while quarterbacking the Falcons, what would you think of Atlanta's chances this year?
Wait, what? What do you mean?
I thought you liked DeChambeau's not dad vibes. Did you make a reference to?
No, I think the she said that he lost some weight and looked good.
I said that off the air, guys.
You came on the air yesterday.
I think I said something about a haircut.
It's a fact.
And something about, I didn't realize that he looked handsome.
I'm not sure, by the way, and I've been correct on this. Like, dads don't wear cargo pants anymore. Cargo pants are a young person thing, I was told the other day.
Well, I saw
I
you
wore cargo
had
pants
them.
In high school. Yeah.
What's that?
People wore cargo pants in high school.
Yeah, dads don't wear cargo pants, apparently. They're not as functional as, I bought a pair of cargo pants that had no pockets. They were faux pockets just for style. But I was told, cargo pants are a young person thing. Because, you know, young people now wear these loose pants. I missed the memo on that one. So cargo pants are like, dads can't wear them. You have to wear something different. Bogus, we're not allowed to wear cargo pants.
I mean, I wasn't going to, but thank you for that.
Yeah.
Man, so what else is there for you guys to wear? Your quarter zips are probably gone because the Mannings killed that trend.
That
trend, air quotes. Mm. Now you can't wear cargo pants.
Kilts are out.
I think we have to just wear straight khakis. I think it's like Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones.
Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, I think we are men of a certain age are supposed to wear khakis. I don't know. Jeans are not a thing anymore.
Like a sensible shoe?
Like sweatpants. Men are not supposed to wear jeans right, I heard.
You got to wear sweatpants.
No,
you got to be comfortable.
Like trainers?
Like joggers.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's the thing. Lululemon and all that stuff.
You wear some nice joggers.
And to the office?
Yeah.
I wear them to the office. I wear like chino joggers. There's these cool pants where they're like chino pants, almost like khakis, but they're actually joggers.
Thank you. It's called athletic wear.
Yeah, that's the thing now. That's what you guys got to get on.
But don't borrow your wife's Lululemon pants and come to work. That's
okay.
Not acceptable.
Flare at the ankle.
But also, we'll be honest here. Lululemon pants cost like $150 a pop.
Yeah, they're expensive.
They have men's versions. You don't need to borrow your wife's to wear to work.
Well, I have some Lululemon pants, but I'd love to wear them every day, but they're too expensive.
You're saving them for what, formal occasions?
I like to wear like $29 pair of jeans. Like I can't have five pairs of
$150.
That's
about that Black
pair.
Friday football game. Wait, and get to a Lululemon.
Yeah. Hold on. I thought you said no jeans anymore. Since when can men not wear jeans?
I mean, I didn't get that either. I'm still wearing jeans. I don't know
jeans
what that's
are
about.
Forever and always.
Yeah, jeans are out of fashion.
What?
We're all wearing them.
but listen. I mean, we're not exactly cutting edge. This is not Milan. This is Infinity Sports Radio Network.
Listen, Infinity Sports Radio, this is as good as it gets.
I think I've been reading up. There's some men.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pants trends, and you're not supposed to wear jeans. You're not really supposed to wear cargo pants. It's tough. We have it tough out there, Maggie.
Wow. I'm surprised you guys made it all into work today. Bogus, you got headlines for us?
I'll be off tomorrow. We all knew it was coming, but that doesn't mean it wasn't special for Caitlin Clark. Officially, the first pick in the WNBA draft, courtesy of the Indiana Fever last night in Brooklyn.
It's kind of been a whirlwind, but I think the biggest thing and the biggest piece of advice that people have given me is just, like, enjoy it. Like, you only get to do this one time. You know, soak in every single second. Getting to celebrate with my teammates, my friends, my family, my coaches. It's super special.
One of those teammates, guard Kate Martin, went to the Aces with the sixth pick of round two. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said yesterday they hope to have at least to have the league at 14 teams by 2026, then 16 by 28. The 13th club owned by the Warriors starts play next season. Philly, Toronto, Denver, Nashville among the expansion possibilities. The Nets reportedly closing in on Kings assistant Jordy Fernandez as their next head coach. Former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer, among the others that were under consideration. The Dodgers have hit their first slump of the young season, losing 4-5, falling at home to the Nationals last night 6-4. Shohei Ohtani did have a hit, scored two runs. Teammate Tyler Glass now told the Chris Rose Rotation podcast Ohtani handling the Ipe scandal well.
Seems like there has not been any mental sweat lost on his part. And I'm glad all this stuff has come out so he can now just, like, I would say focus on stuff. I'm sure he's going to get asked about this all year, but he'll handle it well.
And Ohtani has always had his teammates' support.
I just think, too, being in the clubhouse, everyone, like, knew right away, like, clearly he had nothing to do with it. Like, the first thing he did was, like, take my phone. Like, he was like, figure this out. Like, we all knew early on that Ipe was doing some shady stuff. So I think it didn't seem like he was very stressed about it either. I think when you know that you've done nothing, it's just like it's only a matter of time before they, like, figure it all out.
I thought this was interesting, and this is Tyler Glasnow's teammates with Shohei, as Bogus just said. They had no history with Ipe. Like, if you ask anybody from the Angels, or they can't believe that Ipe would deceive Shohei like this, and there was this whole shock. The Dodgers found out that Ipe was gambling when they were in South Korea.
Right.
Like, in mid-March. Like,
yeah,
who is this guy?
2 months into being around him.
We don't even know this dude, so clearly he's ripping you off, and we believe the story and just get him out of here. So it's very different because it was a whole new team.
Yeah, it's amazing to me hearing that quote. Like, it just reinforces, wow, Shohei feels like it's over. Like, it's over.
Isn't
like
that
he's
crazy?
Innocent. It is, but it's, again, it gets back to the most simple explanation wins again. Like, I feel like we tend to try and complicate the stories. Maybe it was as simple as Ipe was ripping him off.
Well, I don't blame us for that because the story changed so many times. Mm. How were you to, but who were you to believe?
But Shohei did not change really that many times, did he?
No, Shohei's didn't change, but Ipe's changed.
Right, and he's the guilty party, so
yeah, he's the con artist.
His story
right,
would
we
change.
We didn't know that at the beginning. It was like, oh, everyone loves Ipe. I think gave him the benefit of the doubt that Shohei had actually covered the gambling debts. Like, that they were so close. That's something you could see one friend doing for another friend.
But the Shohei doubt would have made more, like, had Shohei said, I covered the bets, and then said, oh, wait, no, I didn't.
Sure.
That would have looked, but I think people reacted like that was the case. And that wasn't the case. Ipe told us that Shohei covered it because that was his first initial cover story.
You want to know the other reason, I think, why there was some doubt, though, about Shohei is because Ipe gave the interview to ESPN where he said Shohei covered the gambling debts, and they said he was made available to ESPN through an Ohtani spokesperson.
Right.
It was like kind of like they were all, this was the strategy to get Ipe to do the mea culpa to ESPN and the LA Times, and then that turned out not to be true. So it was, or that, not that that wasn't true, but that that was dicey.
I still think people need to lose their jobs, like amongst the Dodgers or the Ohtani camp, just for so mishandling this and just like for like presentation. Like, and not to say somebody should lose their job for no reason, but like you got to fire people so it makes it look like you care that people were just inept or were screwing you over too.
Yeah, but if you fire somebody, it brings back the story though. Maybe the Dodgers just want to play it as low key as possible, just make it go away,
and, like,
put their head in the
year,
sand. Yeah, I would think that I understand when you're saying someone does deserve to get fired, was totally mishandled. But if you fire somebody, then you got to relitigate the whole thing again. And that employee, who knows what they know to.
Yeah.
If I were Shohei, I would have fired my agent. Now they already negotiated the deal, the $700 million, so they're probably going to lay claim to that anyway. But all of my marketing deals and stuff like that, if I can get out of it, I'm leaving them. How do you not come to me? You know, how do you not come to me and only rely on the translator and your responses? We didn't have anyone else who spoke Japanese. Get out of here.
But I mean, and look, I'm off really killing Shohei for a lot of this, because it does seem like he just really was a victim. But if the interpreter is saying, hey, like, we don't want anything to do, you agent, financial advisor, you have nothing to do with this bank account that Shohei has. He doesn't want any part of that. I think the relationship between Ohtani and his agents and a lot of his team was kind of rotten from the beginning. So, like,
right.
Look, these are agents. Most of these guys and women will probably be fine. But, like, part of me is like, I mean, if something was rotten from the beginning, are we really going to crush them now? Like, for the end of it, kind of going off the rails? It was screwed up from the beginning.
Yeah, but they caused so much embarrassment to him. That's where I would say, like, you know, first of all, it's the tax people who also, the financial people who were questioned by the IRS, who said even though they thought it could lead to a tax problem later because they weren't sure if this bank account was accruing interest or giving gifts that they needed to be aware of, they still just allowed Shohei's interpreter and took their word for it that Shohei didn't want them knowing about the bank account, the one that the Angels are depositing his checks into. I mean, what is going on here? Anyway, that's who I would fire. You. Who else we got going on?
We got the Phillies fighting off the Rockies 2-1 and 10. The Rangers topped the Tigers 1-0, and the Yankees lost in Toronto 3-1. They've also lost their longtime radio voice, John Sterling, who announced his immediate retirement yesterday.
Russell shows muscle. Monsieur Martin est là.
I think that's the one that doesn't mean anything yes, in French. Sterling is 85. He was planning to work a smaller schedule this season because of health concerns, but now it's all too much. He did not miss a game during the entire Jeter Rivera era. But again, at 85, John Sterling retiring immediately from the Yankee radio booth. And in addition,
I'm just wild about Harry. Harry, Harry.
Oilers center Connor McDavid became the fourth player in NHL history with 100 assists in a single season in last night's 9-2 rout of the Sharks. Mario Lemieux and Bobby Orr also did it once. Wayne Gretzky has 11 100 assist seasons. Guys, back to you.
Wow. Getting some trends here in the chat. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. The cutoff jean shorts with the pockets showing.
That's a hot girl trend.
That's more of a woman thing.
Work right there.
Yeah.
And then also, do you remember when women, this is from Daily, when women would wear men's boxers as shorts? I do remember that trend.
Mm-hmm.
I may have partaken in that.
That I don't remember.
That was cool in the 90s.
High school.
Yeah, I was too young for that. Yeah. I was probably elementary school.
But you had to wear something under the boxers. So.
Right.
Right.
Like usually bike shorts or something.
And you had to roll the like waistband a little bit too.
Yeah, had to roll the waistband.
The boxers.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good memory.
It was a good, how could I not? It was a good look.
it was a particularly fond era.
It was a gym outfit too.
What's your take, Maggie, on wearing the athletic wear in public? Whatever you call it, like the...
Athleisure?
No, like women, the workout outfits.
Oh, like to the office?
Yeah, just if you walk around New York City, you will see 9 out of 10 women are wearing that.
I mean, well, New York, you're going to see a lot of everything. I think post-pandemic, we're all just way more casual.
Yeah.
So that's the world we're living in now. For me, it's got to be a singlet or nothing. 855-212-4227. Thank you.
From Wawa.
Coming up, lots more to do, including Nick Saban. We check in with him next. It's Maggie and Perloff. That's the Cowboy Quickie music, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. The voluntary workout portion of the season, of the offseason, has begun, Perloff, and the Cowboys will not be seeing the likes of CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons, it is being reported. They will both not be attending the voluntary workouts.
That's a shame.
Contracts talks are stalling.
Oh, that's really bad news. I can't. Poor Cowboys. Yes, this is all shaping up for the Eagles. This all-in offseason is hysterical. Has there ever been a less all-in offseason in the history of offseasons? This should be the Jerry Jones, the owner, should have come out and said, I am all out on this offseason because they would have been able to deliver. What has gone right in Dallas? What name one little thing that has this franchise has done right? There's nothing.
I'm a little, listen, I don't want to crucify guys for not showing up to these things. They are voluntary. You are in a contract situation, but it's just one more thing to add, you know? It's like, and they didn't show up to the voluntary. Whereas when you do show up to the voluntary, it does give you that sort of, oh, we're all on the same page. This is so cohesive. You know, we're all back together. The band's back together. And again, is this going to matter in a couple months? Probably not. It's just...
Well, it feels like it's consistent with other storylines. That you're 8 days in a free agency, and the Cowboys have signed a long snapper, and that's it. It's just like they don't seem to have a plan here, and this emphasizes it that they didn't make any kind of long-term deal with these great young players, and now that they seem disgruntled, especially CeeDee Lamb. He seems like this.
Well, he said he's going to play though. Like he's going to be in Dallas. He got caught at like a Walmart or a Target or something, and they asked him.
But he's been at all the. This is the first time he's missed this. This particular April workout, he's clearly upset. So you have that. You have Dak hanging out there. There's what is going right. I mean, it's maybe we often overreact to offseason headlines, but this feels like a cumulative effect here.
That's your cowboy cookie.
Hey, here's a real question,
I'll agree with you. I don't think it's gone great here for Dallas this offseason.
And you're talking about what if they draft a quarterback? I still think it's a long shot. What if they drafted a quarterback in round one, a guy who won't even be on the field? Say they took Bo Nix at 24. Then what are you saying to the team? They're saying like this year is basically sacrifice?
Well, that's what I said. I think it'd be a huge mistake if they take a quarterback in the first round. It's the message that you're sending is we're punting on the year.
We're rebuilding.
And you did that when you brought back Mike McCarthy, lame duck contract, Dak Prescott playing out the last year of his contract, we think. And, you know, CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons, I think when push comes to shove, they're not going anywhere. I think the Cowboys have shown they'll pay guys. They paid Ezekiel Elliott. You know, he had to hold out, but they paid him. They did pay Amari Cooper before they traded him. They will pay guys. It's just not going to be easy. And if the Cowboys' track record is any indication, they're probably going to lose these negotiations because happen to lose these when they wait and wait and don't pay guys. The price only goes up and up and up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what's happened with Dak Prescott through the years. This is just such a mess, too, because I think they had a major problem last year where everyone knew the offense was running through CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
The Cowboys never had a plan B, and I thought they might do something this offseason for a consistent plan B, but you see it in the playoffs. Everyone just shuts down CeeDee Lamb, and where does Dak go? He has nowhere to go.
No, and they got smoked. I mean,
yeah, it keeps on happening, and they can't stop the run defensively, and they didn't really do anything yet on that. And man, this draft is actually weirdly for a team in the 20s, they have a lot of pressure to get a good player.
Well, that's what happens. You know, your margin for error goes down when you don't really supplement with free agency. So we can argue whether that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, but you know, you really got to hit.
It's a problem with a lot of these franchises. At some point you have to rebuild, and they've been trying to keep this going forever and forever and forever. And maybe ripping off the Dak Prescott Band-Aid is a smart thing here. Maybe in 5 years, we'll say, you know what? The Cowboys really nailed it that offseason, but right now it feels painful.
Coming up, we do have Perloff's draft rumor of the day. We'll get to Nick Saban in just a little bit as well. It is Maggie and Perloff. You're welcome to call the show at 855-212-4227. Check us out, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Don't move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.